Well, Mr. Brady, you have one more week in Washington before you take the break for July 4th, and it looks like they're going to rush a whole lot through and possibly even something on health care, but the numbers just don't look good.
Well, they don't. Washington is sort of devolving into a chaos right now because all these health care reform ideas, which we need to find ways to make our health care system better, more affordable for people. But the new numbers by the independent experts show that it will cost trillions of dollars, won't cover many people. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office said that one plan, just part of it, will cost taxpayers $1 trillion. That's bigger than the stimulus plan. But it only will cover another one-third of the uninsured. Plus, it'll chase 10 million Americans out of the health care plan, the good one that they have today. That's unacceptable. That may be reform. That's going exactly the wrong direction.
America has the best health system. The cure rates in America are so good, especially when you talk about cancer. But is it that good in countries that have this national health care?
It's not. I've met with MD Anderson, other cancer centers around America, and compared government-run system in Britain, for example, against what America does. Survival rates for breast cancer are much higher in America than they are in the UK, which is good news for women to be here in America. But for men, you're twice as likely to die from prostate cancer in a government-run system like Britain than you are today in America. We have twice as good a chance to survive under prostate cancer. That continues for many diseases. And maybe that doesn't matter much if you're not the one with cancer, but so many Americans are fighting it. The thought that a government-run system would actually make your likelihood to die more likely ought to raise real concerns as Congress looks at these issues.
There are alternatives on the table right now.
Yep, Republicans and conservatives have offered new plans that really focus more on giving people more choices, creating competition among it so that we can pay lower prices rather than higher prices. Our whole goal is to make sure that the government bureaucrats aren't making the decisions on care, that it's the doctor and the patient, that we're not rationing health care, which we're already seeing in Medicare and Medicaid, that we're not delaying health care, which we also see in other government-run programs. We've got a fight on our hands for those of us who want to improve health care and lower that cost, but we don't want the government to make those decisions. That's our fight.
Do you think the American people will feel better about the government running health care if they could actually run Medicare and Medicaid a little better?
That's our point. Washington and state governments are already the largest purchaser and provider of health care, 60% of all health care. Those Medicare and Medicaid plans are not what people expect, and that's not something we want to expand on. And one of my thoughts is, look, before Washington tries to run our health care, why don't you try running the two you've got, Medicare and Medicaid, a whole lot better? Maybe that would give normal people, average people with families and kids like us, a little more confidence you can run health care.
Well, one of the things you get to do this week is go back to hurricane-ravaged Southeast Texas with some good news to impart.
After Hurricane Ike devastated our region, Congress moved pretty quickly to send our communities extra dollars. This week, we are able to bring home about $22 million to Hardin and Orange counties to help them recover. And then we have another almost $1.7 billion coming our direction. I've asked the governor not to divert any of those monies to Austin for red tape and bureaucracy. They already have $100 million they're using for that. Apply all of these new dollars to our communities. Let them rebuild their housing, their roads. Let us try to prepare and prevent the next damage from the next disaster. Every dollar that Congress sent to back home here, we want applied to our communities. We don't want to go to red tape in Austin.
Congress spends on good things, like fixing communities from hurricanes, but they also spend on a lot of crazy things. And this past week, you took a stand, and it's just the beginning, isn't it, in terms of the Sunset Caucus? Announcing it is just the start of a long period of work.
Well, right now, there is a likelihood we will not see a balanced budget again in our lifetime. And so much of the spending, including the stimulus, is frivolous spending. We've launched the Sunset Caucus, and our goal is to sunset programs and agencies that have outlived their usefulness, duplicate many other programs, or they just haven't earned the taxpayers' dollars. One small program I picked out deals with this cultural exchange for whalers. We spend 8 $7 million of your money each year to help whalers in Massachusetts connect with their ancestors in Alaska and Hawaii. It is a huge waste of money, and if you put it in perspective, it's like taking all the tax dollars from families in Shenandoah, Texas, and devote it to helping whalers connect with other whalers. It's so silly. We've identified nearly $500 billion of federal programs just like that that are wasting our dollars. We're determined to let the sun set on wasteful spending, let the sun rise on lower taxes in a balanced budget.
Well, Mr. Brady, as Congress gets ready to spend its last week before the 4th of July recess, taking away our independence from higher spending, there's actually a new way for Americans to learn more about some of these crazy programs and spending that's going on.
Well, there is. I'm so worried about the stimulus spending, earmarks in Congress, this bailout money. We helped develop a new web page. It's called sunshine.gop.gov. You can go to this website. You can track every earmark that's been requested by members of Congress, by state, by a member of Congress. You can track dollars of the stimulus spending. You can track how the bailout, that TARP funding, is being used. And you can listen to some of our proposals to rein in this spending, our reform proposals on earmarks, on stimulus, all this. It's a great tool, great information for the public, because I really think the more the public sees how their hard-earned tax dollars, what it's being wasted on, I think you're going to see more of a revolution against, and more anger against all the spending and deficit waste in Washington.